Hello everyone, my name is George from Ireland. Carrying on this video I was trying to make yesterday, but I got a vital phone call in the middle of that and had to hang up, commenting on the fact that Nathan Gill, a former Reform UK member of the European Parliament, was recently imprisoned because he took illegal payments on behalf of the Russian Federation to ask loaded questions in the European Parliament to parrot Putinite talking lines and so on. So that was clearly gross misconduct, totally unethical and illegal and so on. So the public are entitled to expect their public representatives to be acting sincerely, saying what they believe, or be frank, saying things for partisan electoral advantage. We know that's the ordinary course of events in politics. Is completely unacceptable because they're doing things just because they want to take illegal payments from a hostile state. I say hostile. How about the murder of Alexander Litvinenko, a British citizen in Britain in 2006, the attempted murder of Sergei Skripal, in 2018, and his daughter, and the murder of an unconnected British woman there in Salisbury, and all the cyber attacks, all the extremely hostile propaganda. Admittedly, some of that propaganda wasn't so bad a few years ago when Mr. Gill was taking these unlawful payments, but these days when Putinite acolytes and the Russian media are regularly saying they're going to reduce the United Kingdom to radioactive ash, all these blood-curdling threats. When Britain's become enemy number one, partly they want to take their sights off the United States because they don't want to be too provocative of Donald Trump. They think they can bring him around to their side. They're probably right. But I remember Nick Clegg, former Deputy Prime Minister of the UK, Liberal Democrat leader, not someone who have a lot of time for, correctly identifying this over 10 years ago. There's this bogus notion by some of the right that Putin is somehow hard done by, and that's completely untrue. So Putin is a very cruel tyrant, and no right winger should support him. I mean, no left winger, no decent person should support him at all. Remember, this is a guy who was a member of the Communist Party until the age of 38. And yes, he recognized that Marxist-Leninism provided an economic system which was a dead end. But apart from that, he's changed nothing. I mean, he saw communism as really as a vehicle for Russian hyper-nationalism, which he's continued. The same thing about the no free press, the no free elections, the no free political parties, so political parties, they're all shades of the same color. He's carried on with all that. So he is an oppressor, reopening the torture chambers, reopening the slave labor camps, admittedly not on a Stalinist scale. Flagrantly unfair trials, all the things that right wingers should hold dear in terms of civil liberties, and left wingers should as well. So I know there's a lot of disillusionment by right wingers in Western democracies, the way things are going, about the increasing restrictions on freedom of expression, about, you know, trials not being as fair as they used to be, and so forth, about the police just being used to harass right wingers for expressions of opinion online and so forth. Discrimination against certain groups in the workplace. Yes, and all that's detestable. I can tell you in Russia, most of this is far, far worse. There's a lot of police brutality in Russia. Insulting any public official is a crime, which is really criticizing, however fairly, and so forth. It's shocking. Putin does not advance any honorable right-wing or conservative position, and he'll appeal to right-wingers, usually the anti-democratic kind, and left-wingers, the anti-democratic kind, anyone so long as they're totalitarian, in order to divide and enfeeble Western societies. Supporting Scottish independence when denying even real autonomy to his own indigenous ethnic minorities, the Tatars and the Chechens and so on. Carrying out huge-scale massacres from the 1990s in Chechnya elsewhere. So he is horrendous. The use of chemical weapons against Syrian civilians on dozens of occasions. He certainly doesn't value private property, which right wing is supposed to value, taking away private property without compensation, without any legal ground, putting a dead man on trial. Yeah, you heard that right. A dead person. Sergei Magnitsky, a year after he died, was put on trial. That's how farcical it was. Now, the defendant in Russian trial sits in a cage just to make the presumption of guilt blatant. So there was a cage for the dead defendant. What was his ghost in there? And the cage was guarded by police. It's a theater of the absurd. So people have no rights in Russia, and it's terrible like that. And obviously, there are plenty of good Russians, and I'm not Russophobic. You can admire their cuisine, their culture, like music, dancing, architecture, all things sort of things about their lifestyle. But the Russian state is an absolute ogre, and it's very, very cruel to the Russian people. Then breaking all these international laws and the United Nations Charter, invading Ukraine, a sovereign state, which even Russia recognizes as a sovereign state, and carrying out endless atrocities there and so forth. And yes, it's true that Western countries have done us wrong as well. And Western countries have armed Israel for its genocide in Gaza. That is true. But two wrongs don't make a right. I mean, Western countries are not doing it to the same extent in Gaza. They're not doing it themselves directly. They're accessories. And not all Western countries are. Some of them are not involved in this in any way. But we are at least allowed to protest against that. We do at least have free expression. You know, the United Kingdom, Republic of Ireland, we've got fair elections with real results, with political parties where there's a real clash of ideas. So there's a marketplace on policies, and you can go to this party, that party. We have lots of demonstrations, and there are a few limitations on those. Too many, I know, but it's far, far freer. And Ukraine has this. Ukraine's got real elections with real results. And it's true, the illegally occupied areas, they're not allowed to vote in Ukrainian elections because we know Russia rigs the result. They always rig it in Russia, so they will rig it in Ukraine too, and so forth. During the American Civil War, of course, the states under the Confederacy weren't allowed to participate in the election because the US government had no control of what was happening there and so forth. So you see the humane treatment of Russian prisoners of war in Ukrainian hands, and some of whom have been released, their foreign nationalities. And they say, yes, we were treated honorably. There are regular visits from all sorts of human rights inspectorates. They're allowed weekly phone calls to Russia. And the Russians, when they treat the Ukrainians appallingly, they come back tortured, and you might remember they're lying. You can see the physical signs of torture from medical examinations. They're not allowed any phone calls home. So there's absolutely no question in my mind which side is the more moral one in this case. So no right-winger should support Putin's monstrous regime, which is doing terrible harm to Russia as well as the rest of the world, which is always up in the ante, which is always threatening to annihilate the human race through a nuclear war. Putin regularly talks about this. So however disaffected you are from Western countries, how could you live with yourself? You'd be conscience-stricken to work for such a flagrantly evil regime where almost everything it says is a lie. I mean, I know all politicians lie, all people lie, politicians more than most. But the difference is that the Russian government lies like 9 times out of 10, promising it wasn't going to invade Ukraine. This massive military buildup on Ukraine's border was no threat to anyone. At the same time, threatening them with military technical measures, lying, saying that the war is not a war, is a crime, punished by 14 years imprisonment to call the war a war. Even Putin slipped out and accidentally called it a war once. But of course, you know, the laws are for him to use against himself. He doesn't have to abide by his own laws. He's robbed his own people blind. He's just appalling. It's one of the most corrupt countries in the world. It's very, very sad. It could be a very wealthy country, but his kleptocracy take almost all the wealth, and an awful lot of Russians live in poverty. And I know there are problems with corruption in Ukraine, partly because it's Russia is corrupting them. But this is no argument for the invasion of Ukraine. So the very fact that Zelensky is publicly criticized shows what a free country it is. You know, you think of the tens of thousands of children that Russia has kidnapped. How could you possibly support such a barbaric regime that would take children away from good parents? And all these ceasefires where they don't stop fighting at all. So no right winger should support such a blatantly oppressive, unjust regime, which is the total antithesis of freedom. However unhappy you are, the way things are going in Western countries, there are ways it could be turned around, and it's not all bad, and you still have quite a lot of rights. And the Russian state is not advancing any desirable agenda, whether it's left wing or right wing. They're not doing anything for social justice or the environment or women's rights, or the things that that left wingers sort of put top of the agenda, or anti-discrimination. So it is really ultra aggressive militarist nationalism. Machismo is despicable. Okay, so totalitarianism of left or right, largely the same thing, is deeply unpalatable, must be firmly resisted. And there's never been a war in my lifetime where there's been such a clear-cut choice between good and evil. All right, anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Don't forget to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.